Hey guys, today we're going to be discussing the 8th of April, the eclipse of the 8th of April. So, I'm your host, Alistair, and today I have my co-host, Caroline, with me.
Hello.
So, let's start with just what is an eclipse. You probably know this already, where the sun passes the moon. There's two types of eclipses. There's a solar eclipse, that's what the one on the 8th of April, and there's the lunar eclipse. That's one that would be visible from the other side of the world. So, what does that mean? Well, a lunar eclipse would mean the sun covers the moon, so it would be bright in the night. But a solar eclipse means the sun covers the moon, right?
Yes, I understand.
So, eclipses are a bit confusing because people have predicted on 8th of April have known that this was going to happen on this exact date for hundreds and hundreds of years. Maybe even thousands. So, there's a lot. So, why don't you tell me something about the eclipse?
I find it fascinating how predictable they are. And that they're studied all over the world.
Yeah, they really are. That's interesting because people study it even though it's not coming in the region. So many people knew about the eclipse, but it didn't happen. It happened here. Yeah.
I have a question for you.
What?
When you think back on April 8th, what was your experience of the eclipse like?
It was pretty cool. It kind of looked like the sun was just disappearing, and it was like a crescent moon, and it was like curved in. How about yours?
Yeah, I was really amazed, even though we weren't in the path of totality where I was in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, but it actually, like, the darkness and the shadows were really noticeable. Yeah. I was really quite taken with that.
And I found that it was harder to see in the forest and near trees because the branches cover the sun up.
Yeah.
And even looking at them through your glasses, not throughout the eclipse yet, just on the sun, it was like a fiery orange thing. It was like a light, but like orangey and fiery, and it was really weird. I forgot to talk into the speaker there. It was like a light, but really fiery and orangey. Let's talk about how the danger of the eclipse is.
Okay.
So, it's fine if you don't wear glasses. Just don't look at the sun.
Okay.
And even if you do, it's not that bad. It's like any other day you accidentally look at the sun. It's just the only time you actually want to and you actually do on purpose. That's why we wear glasses. So, how do the glasses work? Well, they're blacked out, like some black, clearish tinfoil. There's five layers of it stacked up on top of each other, and then we have to talk.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that about them.
And, that's really interesting. That's how they work. So the dangers of not wearing it could be pretty bad.
Right.
If they fall off while you're looking at the sun, just close your eyes and look away, and then open your eyes again. And look away, then open your eyes again. And then you can grab your glasses again. And if you're driving, you have special type of glasses. They're like circular and like almost sunglasses, but again, with more layers. Again, with more layers. So tell us what you learned about the eclipse, Caroline.
Well, I understood that it was going to be a really special phenomenon. And actually, I was at work that day, and some of my coworkers were in the path of totality, like in Montreal. So they were having like a big celebration and a big party. Oh, and something that I was surprised by, but it makes sense now that I know more, is that a lot of schools were closed in places where it was going to be in totality, because it was like when children were still coming home from school, they might have been on the buses and might not have had glasses with them or might not have fully understood the dangers. So schools were actually just closed that day.
And something I found really weird, that was when it's not in totality, it's a lot brighter. It has a weird lighting that makes it look brighter, but it's actually darker. But once it's in totality, it's like night. It's like midnight. But like when it's not, it kind of looks brighter because, well, at least where we are, because Nova Scotia is, especially with water, that's what it's famous for, right. Kinda. Yeah. How it's along the coast. And it, because light reflects against water, that's what makes the sky blue. That's what makes the sky blue. It reflects and makes it brighter. Cool. Because the blue outside, first, just the waves are what makes it reflect. And the blue sky is actually just a black sky. And because the waves get more still in the water at night. It actually shows its real colors. The sky shows its real colors. But then waves, reflectance makes things brighter. So that what makes the sky blue. Well, it's like a dark navy-ish color. Like if you look at the night sky, you'll see. One minute. How's that got to do to the my desk? Well, it's already like daytime, so the water thinks it doesn't have any work to do, but it actually is working and making things brighter. That's just the reflectance. It's like, sometimes it looks like there's a hole or something. If you put a mirror on a table or something, if you put a mirror on a table, it looks like a hole because it's dark. But that's not the true thing. That's why it seems so bright. But in totality, since it's dark and very dark, the water thinks it has work to do. So it works Like, it, well, it also makes things bright, but it worked out extra hard on the eclipse, not in totality, to make things extra bright. So when he takes a break in the night, it's kind of like, it's a trigger. Think of the sky as a giant button, giant red button. And then every day, the water presses it, and that's what turns it dark. But then that button makes the surrounding dark, the environment. And, yeah. So, we're way off topic now. What was your general review on the eclipse?
I would give it a 10 out of 10. And
what did you experience?
I just felt really connected to the world and to something like much bigger than myself, like really. And I felt really connected to all humans who were experiencing this, and also to nature, like to birds and animals. And I just found it a really lovely experience.
Yeah, that's what I felt too. But, yeah.
Oh, and it made me more interested to learn more. Like, I don't know a whole lot about this aspect of science, so I want to seek out like podcasts like yours and just to learn as much as I can.
Yeah, exactly. This is an astronomy podcast, and the sky, the moon, the sun, those are all in space. Goodbye.